Order, will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Senator from Barton and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Would you pray with me? From Jeremiah chapter 24, we read, I will give them a heart to understand that I am Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God when they return to me with all their heart. Holy Father, we find in our lives our need of you, and know that if we truly seek you, you will be our God. We know and trust that you will guide us by prompting our hearts to be about that which you desire of us. And we seek to know you so that we may know ourselves, which leads us to the path of righteousness in our thoughts and our actions. So may your Spirit dwell within us, that we may apply our lives entirely to love and serve as you require. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good job. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Quorum being established, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 10th day, Monday, January 23rd, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from the Ninth, what purpose do you raise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce some very special guests.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I have two very important guests here this morning in the chamber. We have Dr. Mark Bedell, Superintendent of the Kansas City, Missouri School District, as well as School Board Member Patty Manser. We are happy to have them in the Capitol today, and we would like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Ninth at the State Capitol. Introduction of guests. Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of special guests this morning, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left seated, if they would stand, I have Ms. Karen White and board members of the Missouri Highlands Healthcare. They have offices set up, FQHC set up basically in my district, the 33rd, also in the senator from the 25th, and a senator from the 3rd. We'd like for the body to make them feel welcome, please.
Would the body please welcome the guest from the Senator from Webster? Introduction of guests. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, to your right, have some distinguished guests here this morning from Three Rivers College, a great college, and we have Teresa Johnson. Wave at everybody, Teresa. Dr. Justin Hoggard, Dr. Mary Beth Payne, and the president of our college, Dr. Wes Payne. These folks are leading a great crew down there and doing some great work with some job training and some education. I appreciate everybody giving them a good round of applause for driving up from Poplar Bluff today.
All right, let's please welcome the guests from Butler. Please hold the noise down in the chamber. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward.
No explanation is needed.
Right. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 336, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to market conduct of insurance companies.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 337, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to depreciation of damaged property.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Please refer House Concurrent Resolution 4 to the Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics Committee.
It will be referred. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 338, introduced by Senator Shoup et al., an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Madam Secretary, read this. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator, would you like to explain the bill?
Just briefly, Mr. President, this is the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act. In 2017, we should ensure that all people are treated equally under the law.
All right. Thanks, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 339, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to campaign finance.
Senator, would you like to explain the bill?
Mr. President, this is to make sure that dark money in politics is taken out of politics and we know where our contributions are coming from. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 340, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 341, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to minor children suspected of prostitution.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This bill will deal with a very, very serious issue that we really need to begin to deal with, and that is juvenile sex trafficking here in the state of Missouri. Thank you.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would it be appropriate for you to ask the Secretary to reread the list of escort committees for the state of the judiciary, please?
Madam Secretary, would you please reread the committee, the escort committee?
House Concurrent Resolution 2, State of the Judiciary Escort Committee. Chappelle Nadal, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Onder, Nasheed, Schaaf, Sifton, Sylvie, Walsh.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of things for the benefit of the body before we go to the next motion of repairing to the House. For those of you who don't know it, last night was the Senate bowling tournament. And I appreciate everybody participating in that. We had a great time. More importantly, St. Raymond's House, which is an organization here in central Missouri that has locations in Columbia as well as Rolla. They are looking at other locations across the state. They help women who have chosen to have a life and keep the baby and now don't know what to do next. And St. Raymond's House does a great job of helping women with those next steps, find what they need to do to get on with their life. Through our friends and many men and women in this room, we were able to raise $7,850 for St. Raymond's House, which is an all-time record, Mr. President. So I would give you all a hand for a great charity at St. Raymond's House. Additionally, Mr. President, I do have the list of teams at how they finished in order. Mr. President, you're pretty good at that gavel. Let's give that thing a swing. I can't hear anything.
The Senate will come to order, and you'll keep your conversations down. Senator from Cole.
Man, you're getting good at that gavel. I did want to just let everybody know that the team that won the bowling tournament wasn't Team Kehoe, Mr. President. It wasn't Whelan's Wheelhouse or Round of Shots, who is under protest, by the way. Surprising to everybody, I'm sure, was King Richard's team that won the bowling tournament. So a round of applause to our pro tem and his team for winning the bowling tournament. And finally, Mr. President, again for the benefit of the body, we will be repairing to the House to receive the State of the Judiciary Address. After that, we will come back here and technical in nature for a recess motion. So members who can't come back in here, we will take care of the recess motion. We will be recessing until 2 p.m. today, just so everybody has.
I will ask again, please keep the noise down in the chamber on these motions.
Just thank you, Mr. President. You're very wise and astute in doing that. I noticed that the senator from St. Charles, a senior senator, was a little loud, so I appreciate that. Mr. President, as announcements are over, would you also please check with the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, would you ask them to be read?
Madam Secretary, are there messages from the House? Senator from Cole, I believe there is maybe another message coming.
Mr. President, without objection, we would go back to the order of announcements if there are other senators who need to make an announcement.
Hearing no objections, the senator will go back to the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Senator from Cole.
May I inquire of the senator from Lewis?
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, while we're waiting for a message from the House, you know, they're unorganized. They don't have their stuff together. And so, you know, we're waiting on them. I just thought I'd ask you if you know where the Munslingers, the gunslingers, ended up in the Senate bowling tournament.
Actually, Senator, I don't. We could have probably won. I mean, it would have been a stretch maybe, but, you know, the scoring machine didn't work. So we really don't know where we came in. We tried to probably estimate our best score without beating King Richard. But, no, actually, I don't know where we came in because our machine malfunctioned.
There's several of your Senate members who are shaking their head violently. A senator from Butler specifically thinks that you might be full of some Munslinger on this. The Gunslingers, just to let you know, finished right behind Team Kehoe.
Hey, that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Whelan's wheelhouse was number two behind the pro tem. And you know what he did is he threw the game at the end when he thought he might beat the pro tem just so he didn't one up him. Because I have been on a team that has beaten the pro tem before, and it's not pretty.
Not good. I'm glad I didn't beat your team either.
He pouts for weeks. And it's bad for your legislation too, by the way, when you
that's
beat the pro tem.
Yeah, I've learned a few things in the few years I've been down here.
That's when we were politically correct and came in eighth and ninth, respectfully, your team.
How'd round of shots? Did they even?
Round of shots was third. And he is under protest. Because there's something about nine pin, knockdown, drag out, no tap, something or another. The senator from Franklin, I don't know how he has any time for social activities because he works so hard. He barely ever plays golf. He hardly ever bowls. He never goes hunting. He never goes fish gigging. And I don't understand how he even has time.
Well, he's got some stories, though, about hunting and fishing. I mean, I don't know if he doesn't do it. He's a pretty good storyteller. Of course, I guess a lot of fishermen develop that skill early on anyway.
Yeah, he has a lot of stuff about him. But thank you, Senator, because now the House has caught up, and I'm going to complete this inquiry by saying thank you for the participating in the tournament. Mr. President.
Thank you.
Senator from Cole.
Would you inquire from the Secretary of the messages in the House? If so, would you ask them to please be read?
Madam Secretary, if there are messages in the House, would you please read them?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that Representative Peter Meredith, 80, is on the escort committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 2 and not Representative Susan Meredith, 71. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that Representative Mitten is replacing Representative Walker, 74, on the escort committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 2. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary Address from the Honorable Patricia Breckenridge, Chief Justice of the State of Missouri.
Senator Cole moves that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive a message from Patricia Breckenridge, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri. All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion carries.